You're listening to the Story Selling Podcast, where we help you create better content, double your impact and your revenue through the power of story and sales psychology. Here's your host, digital marketing strategist and founder of the Story Selling Masterclass, 16 Ramos.
This episode is taken from the Story Selling Series live broadcast on YouTube. Enjoy. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Story Selling Series. On this episode, we're going to go through my three-step process of perfecting your origin story, which is the story of your why. So we'll also talk about why most origin stories sound cliche and how you can avoid that and how you can apply this three-step process to any origin story, whether that's the origin story for you, yourself, your personal brand, or your product or your service, because you can have origin stories for offers as well. So if this is the first time you're listening to me or watching me, my name is 16 Ramos, and I am the founder of the Story Selling Masterclass, where I teach people how to double their revenue through the power of storytelling and sales psychology. Welcome to the Story Selling Series. On this show, we talk about storytelling and content creation techniques that increase awareness, engagement, and conversions online. And today it is all about your story and how we can perfect the delivery of your story. Origin stories are great. I love them because they're so easy to tell. You don't have to memorize a lot. And it's so compelling, especially when you deliver it right. It is one of the most powerful pieces of content that you can create for social media that really ups your relatability as a brand. So in the last 7 years of my mentoring a sales team, and then being a course creator, and then being a business strategist and marketing coach to many people, I've heard a lot of origin stories. Like I said, it's such an easy story to tell because it's highly personal. And you don't have to memorize a lot of details because it comes naturally. You've lived through this story. So you know it like the back of your hand. But the thing is, some business owners might not realize that it is also the most prone to cliche. A lot of origin stories sound like blend-in stories. Sounds like everybody else's stories. They're full of cliche, like, you know, I had difficulty, but I took the uncharted path and I transformed myself. If I can do it, so can you. Now, don't get me wrong, this plot to a transformational story can be incredibly inspiring if you deliver the story well, meaning if it doesn't sound like everybody else's. Now, why does that happen though? Why does a story sound so cliche? And how do you know that your story isn't working quite as well as you wanted to? So there are some signs that you need to look out for. First, you know that your story is cliche when it doesn't describe. It tells, but it doesn't show. So this happens especially when you tell people about the challenges you overcame, for example. So instead of, you know, a lot of people say it like this, like launching the business was a nightmare, but it doesn't tell us why it's a nightmare exactly. In short, it lacks descriptors. So I'll get into this in a little bit, but you want to avoid that and you want to tell us why. You want to really paint a clear picture. But that's one of the reasons why a story can be cliche, is because it lacks those descriptive qualities. The second reason why is because it fails, you know that your story is cliche when it fails to attract the right person. And the reason why it fails is because there are no highlights that are relevant to the ideal client or to the person you would consider your ideal client. So you can look at the signs. If you've already told your story in some form or another on social media, it's either you're attracting just your closest friends or family or relatives because they know who you are. So by virtue of them knowing you, they watch you. So it isn't really that your story is great. It's just because they know you. So when you look at that, it's great to get the views, is great to get engagement, is great to get the acceptance, is great. But there really is not much of a point if you want to attract new people or new customers, for example. So it's either that you're only really attracting your inner circle and it's always the same people every time, or you're not attracting your ideal clients, but you're attracting a lot of randos in the comment section. So, you know, you're getting a lot of views, a lot of fresh eyes, but also not much of a point there if they're not your ideal clients, meaning people that are really sincerely interested in who you are and how you can help, and then eventually become interested in becoming a paying client. Because if they're just randos, they're just stopping by, maybe they like the way you look, maybe they like the quality of the video, but not so much the content, then, you know, that's wasted energy. Maybe you can turn that into a learning point, but you can't really sustain a business that way. And this happens because the story doesn't highlight the parts that are relevant to your ideal client. Now, the third sign that you should look for is when you tell your story and your audience is bored, that's when you know your story is becoming cliche. You know, your audience is bored and even you are bored sometimes, if you're going to be honest. And I know this because I went through this with my own story. I'm like, why do I feel like I'm dragging as I'm telling this? And I'm telling my own story. Even I'm bored with the way I'm delivering it. So I use that as a sign that I should probably shake things up or tell this a little bit better. Now, the reason why this happens, the reason why you bore your audience, is because it doesn't connect. If they feel a connection to the story somehow, you know, they engage in visualization. They try to picture themselves going through the story, going through your story. So it doesn't connect because either the story is too general, like I said, it has no descriptors, or it can be the extreme. It's too personal, but it doesn't contribute to the person who's listening. There is such a thing as TMI as well with origin stories. I used to do this a lot. I used to overshare a lot of the things that happened to me that kind of are segues, or like I get sidetracked. And I lose the point of the story. It's like, just babbling away, telling people, hopefully something sticks. So you want to avoid doing that with your story as well, because it will bore them. It will drag and become a story that's just such a tedious thing to listen to. So how do you avoid all of this? How do you avoid boring your audience? How do you avoid your story sounding so cliche and sounding too general, or maybe a little bit TMI? The solution is very simple, actually. The solution is to practice this with the intention to improve on the story each time. So that's the point of practicing any craft, is to not be hard on yourself, but to look at the parts where you can improve and practice the next time with the application of what you learned from the previous one. Now, let me put my practicing process into detail so that you can learn from it too. So there's a quick checklist that I run through my head whenever I tell a story. And I've told several origin stories because I have a lot of businesses. There's my personal story, and then there's my e-commerce store, my product business, my affiliate marketing, my courses, my nonprofits. So all of those things have their own origin story. But for the simplicity of this mini training, you want to think about maybe your personal story for now, for example. And you want to take this checklist. I go through a checklist of things, and it's very short, really. Does my story use descriptors? Do I describe scenarios in my story? Second item that I look for is, are there milestones or turning points that are relevant to my ideal client? And this helps me mostly with pace. So I don't want just a story that has no plot or has no ending. I want there to be milestones. I want there to be moments when they feel excited and then feel a little bit relaxed and then insightful and then feel a little bit motivated. So I want that pace to be to keep them at the edge of their seat, so to speak. So that's the one thing I look for, is milestones or turning points that I can use from my own story to elicit those emotions. And then third, teaching points. I want to look at the aspects of my story that I can use as lessons or as tips, so that people can pick something up from the story that's practical or can be applicable to their, or applicable. How do you say this word? I've heard it both ways. Applicable to their own lives. So, okay, descriptors, milestones, and then teaching points. And then I apply this as I go through this three-step process. So hold that checklist in your head, and then let me describe now the three-step process so you know how to apply this checklist. So first is, you want to, this is the first step of how to do this. You want to practice telling your story in whatever medium you feel comfortable in. Just tell it. Tell it. The best way is video. Tell it for you. Don't tell it for anyone else. Just tell it for you. You're the only audience. So the goal here is to just be comfortable. If it's not video, you can also write it out. That's the alternative. So you just want to feel confident. You want to feel comfortable in telling your story, because once you start telling it, something is going to happen. You call it imposter syndrome. And this is the little voice in your head that says, oh, it's all BS. This is nonsense. People are bored. They're not going to find your story interesting. There is nothing new that you can share. You're sharing no value whatsoever. You have to keep telling your story until you silence that voice, because that voice at some point will be louder than your own. But it's telling a lie. Your story is incredibly interesting. Your story is highly valuable, and a lot of people cannot wait to hear it. You have to know this now. We just need to craft it in a way that is compelling, but inspiring, also motivational for the people who are listening. So just tell your story for you. Telling it just to tell it will help you gain confidence and make this whole process less scary to do. Because for a lot of people, it is. It certainly was for me, because I'm introverted and I don't like it when my mother talks about me. And I feel highly comfortable watching myself. Even today, whenever I record these videos or these episodes, I record them. I see myself in the preview window, but I never ever rewatch any of my videos, really. Now, I used to during this process, but once I got to a point where I was happy in the way I delivered it, there are certain parts of it that I watch, but watching myself all the way through is still highly uncomfortable. I had to actually sit down and have the intention of, okay, I'm watching myself so I can correct myself and then improve on my story. As I went along, I gained more confidence in that. You know, I'm just telling it. I'm more authentic. I'm coming now from the standpoint of, I just want to teach you something now. Whether my delivery, I stumble sometimes, I pronounce things the wrong way, whatever, that's not a big deal any longer. But you want to get to that point. When you have come to the point of, oh, I'm comfortable in my own skin, I love telling my story now because of the way it, you know, the way it makes people feel. Maybe you tell it to some friends. Maybe, you know, 1, 2, 3 people watch that practice video of yours, and you get to a point where, you know what, it's not so bad. Then, you know, if you don't have to rewatch every single video that you make. If you want to, sure you can. But this first step really is to get over that mental hurdle of it's such a scary thing to do and turn it into something that's a practical process for you. It's just, it's telling it, but also, you know, more than that, a fun thing for you to do is to tell your story, because people are going to be inspired by it. So do this as many times as you want, or as many times as possible, until your nerves are gone. It took a while for me. It took about, I don't know, 7 times of telling my story until I came up with the version that I really, really like. And, you know, by saying that, I want you also to understand that things happen to me every day. Things will continue to happen to you for as long as you're in the game, for as long as you're in business. Things are going to continue to happen for you. There will be progress. There will be developments. There will be challenges. You might pivot. You might change your mind about your business. And then there's a whole different chapter to your story. So this story is going to be updated every once in a while. And every time you tell it, you will tell it a little bit differently, but more or less you will have a feel of how to structure this story every time you tell it so that it's effortless for you. So you can't get there until you just tell it out loud or read it to yourself to see it as a whole. So that's step one, just tell it for you. Step two is to watch the video or to read your origin story with an editor's eye. So the goal here is to tighten that story a little bit. Not the way you look, but the way it sounds and the way it's delivered. So some things to watch out for. These are the things that I watch out for when I look at my origin story with an editor's eye. First is connection. So you remember this quick checklist, right? Connection. You want to look for that. Does your story sound monotonous or and all about you? Or does it make your listener feel included? You want the latter. You want the listener to feel like it can be their story too. So how do you achieve this in your story? You want to ask them questions or include transitions. Like, if you're like me, you know what it's like to feel this way. Or am I the only one who feels this way? Or yes or no, have you ever felt like... So including questions like that will engage the listener or your audience's imagination and really reflect on that question. So that's the first, is I look out for a connection. Am I involving you enough in my story? Second is my pace. Do you sound rushed, or is it too slow? Do you maybe dwell on a specific part? I'm a dweller. I used to dwell on like one specific point. And before I know it, I'm telling my story like it's been 45 minutes and I'm not done. Your story shouldn't be that long. You know, you should be able to adapt. This story should be able to adapt whether you have, you know, 5 minutes on stage or a whole hour on a video. So you should be able to practice it and tell it in whatever format. But, you know, try your best not to dwell, whatever you do. So, and, you know, but at the same time, you don't want to gloss over the details that you know might be relevant to your ideal client or to your audience. So how do you improve on the pace? First is you want to experiment with different emotions. So explore the parts of your story that has first comedic appeal, funny, humorous parts. Make fun of yourself a little bit. Don't take yourself too seriously. Maybe find the parts of your story that have vulnerability, the vulnerable factor. Add parts where you feel frustrated and then hopeful. So you want the contrasting emotions. So that's one example, right? Comedic and then vulnerable. Frustrated and then hopeful. Challenged and then motivated. And then you get to the climax when you finally get to the end point. So it's like reading a novel, right? It's like reading a novel where you're curious, what is this about? Who is this person? Who is this character? And then it reveals a certain truth and then you're shocked. And then you're at the edge of your seat. You find out what it is. And then you're like, oh, let's find out more. And then you calm down a little bit, go through the journey. And then you go through all of these emotions. That's the pace. And you have to practice that a little bit. But the key here is explore different emotions so that you're not monotonous sounding too. So I talked about the climax earlier where, you know, you have an endpoint like, now I'm this person that I'm proud of, right? Sometimes it's a work in progress. So don't feel bad if you're not there yet. If you don't have the kind of ending that's like, oh, seven-figure business, like, oh, I'm going on different trips now and I want you to be, oh, I'm an author now. You know, you don't have to have an ending like that yet. If you're not there yet, that's fine, because this is even more interesting. You're a work in progress. So, you know, you want to invite your audience to see where this journey takes you. And that's, you know, that's even more interesting because you're going to keep your audience hooked. So if you want to add a call to action to that story, it's like, this is an ongoing journey for me. I don't quite know where I'm headed so much. I'm figuring things out and I document my journey. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on YouTube. Watch me do this. Watch me make mistakes. It's even more fun when you add color that way too. Now, in relation to pace, it also helps when you have milestones. So for example, I deliver my story in a listicle form. It's just the way, I find it so much easier to tell my story when I have like a list of bullets in my head, like a list of milestones or turning points that allow me to tell my story in chronological order. But also, I've highlighted parts of the story in those milestones that I know will be relevant to the person who's listening. So you might Google me or find YouTube videos of me speaking on stage and me sharing my story. And you might hear certain parts of it in one video, and then maybe I'll edit that and not, you know, add some more or subtract some information on the next video. It's because these milestones, I adjust them depending on who's listening. Not all parts of your origin story will be relevant to your audience, especially if you're speaking to different audiences, or especially if you're across multiple platforms where the psychology of the people who are on that platform will vary. So your story doesn't have to be like a cookie cutter, one version only kind of story. You can adjust it depending on who's listening to you. But milestones help because you can highlight all of the learning points, the learning curves, the important milestones that you feel will add value or has been an important teaching point or learning point for you personally. If that helps you like remember too, the chronological order of your story, then that serves that purpose too. So pace. Those are my tactics for experimenting with pace, emotion and then milestones. Third thing that I look for when I look at my video or kind of assess my origin story with an editor's eye is the teaching points. So in relation to the milestones, you want to use certain parts of your story as an opportunity to teach people. Because people are looking for inspiration, but if you can include actionable or insightful points, it's added value for them. So example, in one of my stories, it's a funny one, I talked about my epiphany as a craft beer reviewer. It's one of the things that I do on the side, if you don't know. So one of the things that I do on my spare time is I review craft beer online. And I described that whole thing. I described that whole story like this. I went on a wine train toward the vineyards of Charles Krug, Robert Mondavi, V. Satui, only to realize that I'm not a wine girl. I actually enjoy beer more. Then I started reviewing craft beer on a blog. So sometimes, remember, you have to do things to realize what you're not. And so when you look at certain aspects of your story and you analyze what you learned for yourself at that point in time, share that learning, share that lesson, turn it into a tip. And so that's a nugget of gold that your listener can pick up. And, you know, if you're lucky, they might even be relevant to their lives as well. They might be going through the same thing too. And if you really have made an impact, trust me, people will tell you. If you know you're telling it right when people come to you and go, I love this part of your story when you said, I hear that all the time now because I've told my story several times on the internet and in private calls as well. So I've had a lot of opportunity to practice telling my origin story. And I love it when people write to me. Sometimes I'd get emails and they remind me of certain things that I said in the stories. Like, do you remember when you said you had to start from scratch 3 times? I remember there was one speech where you talked about you had to quit some of the trainings you used to attend and figure it out on your own. I remember when you told us about the time when you locked yourself in your room and didn't come out for like 6 months trying to get your business launched off the ground. And I'm like, that's so amazing. And that's really the power of descriptors, of really painting a picture, of including milestones and really turning those moments into teaching moments. So you know you're doing it right when people come to you and tell you exactly what parts of your story have inspired them. So include a teaching point whenever you can. That's the second thing, okay? So let me review 1 and 2. First is just tell your story for you. And second, to assess that story with an editor's eye. The third is just to practice with your improvements. So this part you can't hack. There's no shortcut to mastery. You can only achieve it through practice. So find opportunities to tell your story. You can tell it on a live broadcast. You can tell that as many times as you want. It's your profile. You can go live as many times as you want. Use that to reintroduce yourself as a personal brand or reintroduce yourself as a personal brand or a business owner, entrepreneur every single month if you want. I actually have a schedule for some of my story selling students for reintroduction once a month so that this is like the perfect opportunity for them to say hi to their new followers at the same time they have the chance to improve on their origin story a little bit too, to practice that a little bit. Find opportunities to tell it, go on calls, tell your story to different types of people. Second, try different formats as well. Tell it in short form, tell it in long form, tell it live, record it, write it down. When you practice in different formats, you also get to practice with pace, but it also helps you tighten your story a little bit so that you tell the parts that are essential. You're going to find that you're going to get good at this. You're going to find that over time, You'll improve on the skill of tightening your story.
You'll be able to pinpoint the parts that are important, not important, relevant, not relevant, and then you'll just tell it from beginning to end in a way that's super inspiring, but also practical. That's the goal of the origin story. So try in different formats, exercise yourself. I know it's a lot of pressure to sometimes tell it in short form when you have a lot to say. For some people, it's a lot of pressure to tell it in long form when they don't feel like there's enough value in their lives. But these two formats really exercise your imagination, your exploration, your creativity, and to respect your path, because there are moments in your life where you feel like it's normal. But then, you know, when you're forced to really talk about yourself, you turn it into a teaching point, and you'll never know who's listening and who can pick that up as something extremely valuable. So try different formats, and then experiment with your delivery too. So try the comical approach, try the vulnerable, try motivational, and then you'll find that when you hit the right spot, you'll start attracting the right people. Remember when I told you about them emailing me, sending me DMs, and then sending me exact words that I said on the story? When you hit the right spot, people will start doing that. And that's when you know you've told your origin story in a way that's inspiring and compelling at the same time. So tell your origin story, because telling it is one of the most powerful ways you can attract your ideal clients through content. So if you need an audience to tell it to, remember, finding opportunities to tell this, our story selling community is here for you. Join our free Facebook community. It's called the Story Selling Society. You want to go on facebook.com/groups/the Story Selling Society. The link is in the descriptions. If you're on YouTube, you'll just find it in the descriptions. If you're on the podcast, you'll find it in the descriptions as well. Just click it, join it, make sure you answer all the questions so that we can accept your membership request. Guys, there you go. The 3-step process to perfecting your origin story, aka your why. If this video was helpful, please, please like, share, and most of all, subscribe. Hit that red button right now. Keep practicing on your origin story. Tag me even. I can't wait to hear yours.
You've been listening to the Story Selling Podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you like this topic or have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.